strong. That's supposed to be sexy.
Yeah, well, proving that you could pick me up didn't exactly set my libido on fire.
We were horsing around, I cry. It was, in fact, the one lighthearted moment in our courtship. We'd been hiking, he complained that he was tired, I took over, end of story.
You gave me a piggyback ride for a mile and a half, Chastity. That's something a Sherpa should do, not a girlfriend.
It wasn't my fault that you couldn't manage a measly 12-mile trail.
And another thing, you yell.
I do not yell. I yell, then catch myself. I have four brothers, I say primly and much more quietly. It's not always easy to make oneself heard.
Look, is there any point in this? Jason asks. I'm sorry. I just don't find you that attractive, Chastity.
Fine. For that matter, I think you need to bathe more often, Jason. This whole Seattle grunge patchouli thing is so 1990s. It's not a bad comeback, but my face is burning nonetheless.
Whatever. Here.
Taking out his wallet, he puts a few bills on the table.
This should cover my half. Take care of yourself.
He slides out of the booth. Jason, I say.
What?
You throw like a girl. He rolls his eyes and walks out. I don't care, do I? It's not like he was the one. He was just an experiment, just a toe dip into the dating pool of upstate New York. The good thing is I don't have